You're listening to SBS News.
It may be a new week, but the latest controversy involving Alan Jones is showing no signs of blowing over. It was this comment made by the shock jock on Thursday about New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern that sparked an onslaught of criticism.
I just wonder whether Scott Morrison's going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down the throat. I mean, she is a joke, this woman.
Today, the condemnation continues as more advertisers turn their back on the 78-year-old broadcaster. Health Club Anytime Fitness has confirmed on Facebook that it has pulled advertising from 2GB, saying his comments do not represent our view or values. Mattress brand Koala announced on Twitter that it too would be cutting ties with Alan Jones, saying violence against women starts with words and the bloke has had too many chances. They're the latest to join a mass exodus of brands, including Snooze, ME Bank, Bing Lee, Bunnings, Big W and more. Prime Minister Scott Morrison had said the comments were way out of line, but this morning the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg appeared to take a softer stance on ABC News Breakfast, calling the veteran presenter a powerful advocate.
Those comments are completely inappropriate and the Prime Minister and I and others have said so, but at the same time, you know, you've seen Alan Jones pursue causes to the benefit of the communities that he broadcasts into, and for example, the work that he's done around drought and flood and the victims in Queensland and New South Wales, I think has been very significant.
But Alan Jones is far from an advocate when it comes to women, according to his critics, who say he has a history of making such comments. In 2012, he said Prime Minister at the time, Julia Gillard, should be put in a chaff bag and thrown into the sea. The same year, he accused female politicians of destroying the joint. But social commentator and author of The Accidental Feminist, Jane Caro, says women are pushing back by targeting the bottom line.
And if you're going to have someone on your show that talks to people, to us, like that, shows such disrespect, well, you can do that if you want to, but we're not going to buy from your advertisers, we're not going to listen to your show, and we're going to speak up loudly in social media about why we think what's being said and done on your radio station is appalling.
Macquarie Media Limited, which owns 2GB, maintains Mr. Jones will be fired if he repeats such comments. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.